Right, so regular secular neurodevelopmental center in the building. And today we do have Professor Veronica Dorica. How are you doing?
Yeah.
We're so excited to have you. Today we're speaking all things mental health, right? We're trying to show our listener the insight of the importance of mental health, especially in children or in the youth. So my first question for those, I'm not going to be ignorant and assume that everyone knows what mental health is.
Sure.
What is mental health?
Right, so a person's overall health includes both their physical and their mental health. And physical health, as we know, includes things like how well we grow from birth to toddlers to adulthood. And it includes how strong we are physically, our bones, how our mechanisms of our bodies work, our lungs, our heart, etc.
Yeah.
How well we recover from infection. Mental health includes how well a person thinks, hopes, and hopes. Our physical health, a person's mental health changes over time, getting better or worse.
Yeah. The things that you just mentioned right now, I don't know. I feel like every kid, especially young children, do those stuff, right? So they're all over the place. You don't know if they really don't understand their homeworks or they just don't want to do their homeworks. So as healthcare professionals, how do you diagnose a child in as far as mental health is concerned?
Okay, so diagnosis is quite a particular strategy, and you'd need a mental health professional to do that. They normally would do a from a pediatrician or a psychologist, and they would do a complete medical exam first. They look at your medical history, history of physical or emotional trauma, your timeline, your developmental progress, and do some observations with the child or some standardized assessments, and then determine, is this out of the ordinary? Is it just a developmental growth spurt, etc.? Or is there some other significant challenge?
Sure. So it's all good and well once you have a diagnosis and like a professional in your child's life. But as a parent, what are the practical ways in which you can support your child besides them getting a diagnosis or even having treatments?
You know, when you talk about diagnosis, not everybody's diagnosed.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's actually true.
Yes. If you think in our country, the large number of children below the poverty line, over 63%. And then these children also have been exposed to some sort of trauma, some sort of physical or sexual abuse. And so there will be mental health challenges given the situation. So what can parents do then? On a daily basis, perhaps? How do you take care of your health? Your physical health?
Eating healthy. Eat healthy.
And all of that affects your mental health as well. So besides doing the normal thing that you do in terms of your physical health, you want to then also look at finding a little bit more about the illness. What does it mean? What does it look like? How do I support my child in that? Looking at their routine, their sleep patterns, their eating patterns, making sure there's some fun activities on the weekend after school. Try to reduce the stress as much as possible. Some children are involved in a lot of extracurricular or co-curricular stuff, too much, and that's causing the pressure. The stress. Some need the extra stimulation, others don't. So you need to check what is useful for your child and what's causing some challenges. So trying to keep the stimulants that they don't need out of the way and giving them what they do need.
I love that, because it's not always one size fits all when it comes to children. Like, even two children born from the same parents can be completely different.
So what signs can I look for? Say I'm a sister of two and my sisters are just being sisters, being kids, right? What signs can I look for, especially suicidal, just anything mental health?
Okay, so let's talk general mental health challenges. What you could watch out for is sudden changes in behavior. So if it's for more than 2 weeks at a time, feeling very sad, withdrawn, severe mood swings perhaps, big changes in behavior. The person was different and now suddenly things are very, very strange. Sometimes they have problems with friendships or other relationships. Unusually irritable, explosive anger perhaps, trouble sleeping, changing in their eating habits, weight loss. Or they're spending too much time alone. This is a tricky one.
Isolation.
It's a tricky one because teenagers,
they tend to do that a lot.
But you want to check, is it hampering their normal functioning?
Hence I'm saying there's definitely a bit of a thin line between
That's what I wanted. How do you find the balance? Because some of the things you mentioned, it happens when you're going
normally.
It happens normally. So how do you know that it might be a mental health issue or it's just puberty?
You know, it becomes a challenge when it's impacting your daily functioning.
Exactly.
You used to be X, Y, and Z, and now you cannot. So you used to be active. You used to be out and about with your friends. You had your A-grade marks. And now suddenly things are dropping and slipping. You're feeling sad. You're feeling overwhelmed. And it's more than just a day. It's more than just 2 weeks. Then you begin to think, okay, maybe we need some help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same like physical health, you know, you take the headache, the pain tablet, it's just a headache once off. But if it's persistent, you know, something else needs support.
Okay. Yeah. Seems.
So now that I know the signs and I know that my baby sister or a child that I know is undergoing all of these things or is ticking all the boxes and as far as the signs are concerned, what do I do?
So it depends what type of challenge they experience. So there's quite a few.
So you need to note that down first.
Yeah, okay. So maybe let's look at some of the common mental health challenges in our country. So anxiety disorder, perhaps. So this is really persistent fears or worries that disrupt the ability to participate in school, in internalized anxiety. Sometimes just in a social circle. Otherwise, it's just anywhere. Even if you're just with your family, there's some anxiety, there's some worry. So that's anxiety disorders. Then you know, you're familiar with ADHD.
Yes.
Attention deficit hyperactivity. Children are having difficulty with attention, impulsive behavior, hyperactivity, or some combination of the both. Autism spectrum, we spoke a lot about it on this slot.
Yeah.
And this usually begins before the age of 3, and it varies. So it is a spectrum. You're still very high functioning or sometimes low functioning and have difficulty communicating with others, etc. Common one, eating disorders. Yeah,
I think that one goes undiagnosed a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
It really does, yeah.
Preoccupation with your ideal body type.
Mm.
And then you have some disordered thinking about what weight you should be, what weight loss looks like, and then you engage in unsafe eating habits or dieting. Then you have a diagnosis of anorexia or bulimia or binge eating disorders. And this can really be life-threatening.
Definitely.
Because of the physical complication.
Yeah.
So you're asking, beside the eating disorders, the depression and mood disorders, quite common as well. Persistent feeling of sadness, loss of interest and disruption of your activities on daily life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think if you lose a parent or you lose somebody close to you, you will feel down.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel sad. You will cry a lot. But if it extends to a significant period of time where it's starting to impact your daily functioning, after 3 months, 6 months, you're still feeling like, I can't get up to go to work.
Mm.
My child's refusing to go to school.
Mm.
That's when we begin to think there's some challenges there. Yeah? And your question was, where then do we get help?
Exactly.
Generally, you want to go to a specialist. So either your physician will then refer you to a pediatrician, perhaps, a psychologist to help you. And they can always look at psychotherapy, which is what we call talk therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And for very little ones, it's not always often that they have the language yet.
Yeah.
And so we engage with play therapy. So they work through their feelings, anxieties, worries, through the toys, through the play, and that's when they begin to manage it better.
Okay.
And, of course, there's medication. That's an option. And a psychiatrist would be best be able to help you manage the correct dosage so that you can get back to where you need to be.
Mm. Yeah.
So do you have any message when it comes to mental health that you'd like to look?
Yeah, I think all of us have some challenges
in
life. There's no one of us that will be without it. And I think in our country, people are resilient.
Mm-hmm.
We have the challenge, yes, and we cope.
Yeah.
And we survive. And let's remember that there is help. Let's find the help to get what we need and push through to where we want to go.
So important.
Yeah.
Very important.
I know there's quite a lot of helpline numbers. Let me know if you'd like me to share
this on the like support groups that people can, especially because not everyone has the money.
That's right. Yes, and I think that's crucial what you're saying.
Yeah.
So often your peer group is the one that will be most helpful for you. So for you, for the young adults, notice what's happening. If you notice something, talk to them.
Yeah.
Find out how's your day going, what's happening. But don't just talk. Listen to what they say. Listen for their behavior.
So important.
And begin to unpack a little bit more.
Mm.
So let me give you some numbers. So SADAG is the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And all of the numbers that I'm going to give you now are repeated at the end. So We'll get there. 0800-567-567. That's at it. Lifeline, 0861-322-322. And then on UJ, SciCat, it's a toll-free number as well, 0800-36-36-36. Those are your key numbers that you can call anytime, day or night, and they'd be able to help.
And just a reminder, if you are a University of Johannesburg student, SciCat is absolutely free.
Correct.
Please don't be in your rooms, isolate yourself, suffocate. Come to SciCat. They'll help you with anything and everything. Be 100%. It you're struggling to write a CV and you need a job quickly.
That's it.
They'll help you with that. Career development, all of these good stuff. And, of 100%. Course, mental health.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
That was so helpful. Especially now because mental health, the topic of mental health is everywhere. We're talking about it all the time on
social
platforms. Especially
when you're in burnout and stuff. People start feeling down towards this time of the year. Academics are hectic and peak. This is when people start having deteriorating mental health. So thank you for coming
out.
Professor Veronica, thank you so much. Greatly. I don't know where Professor Timmy is, but she had promised to come here. But it's fine. We'll see her next week. Thank you so much for coming through.
Pleasure. Hey, thanks for having me.